This is AP News Minute. The head of the World Health Organization's Europe office is hailing a show of support, including some commitments from around the world for the UN Health Agency, after U.S. President Donald Trump announced a halt to funding. The U.S. is WHO's top donor, contributing between $400 million to $500 million U.S. dollars annually in recent years. Russia's two largest cities of Moscow and St. Petersburg have turned into ghost towns as local authorities enact measures to stop the spread of the new coronavirus. Moscow on Wednesday launched a system of obligatory electronic passes for residents seeking to travel through the city by car or public transportation, with hefty fines for violations. Ukrainian forces and Russia-backed rebels in eastern Ukraine began a prisoner exchange on Thursday, according to the Ukrainian president's office and separatists. The exchange comes as part of an agreement brokered last year at a summit of the leaders of Ukraine, Russia, Germany, and France. And at 106, Connie Titchen says she feels lucky. The former department store sales assistant is Britain's oldest known survivor of COVID-19. Titchen was applauded by staff this week at Birmingham City Hospital, leaving after 3 weeks as a patient.